You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment, to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I am so excited to be with you. Today has been an interesting experience. I went to record in our studio, and I realized I made a commitment, and I'm like, oh, I can't even use the studio today. And so we are piecemealing it together, and, you know, technology has, you know, it's awesome when it works, and it's challenging when it doesn't. So anyway, I don't know if this will be the best quality, but it is what it is, and here we go. So I just wanted to, I always think this, my perfectionism wants to kick in and I want to not send it out. But the reality of it is this is what I've learned over the last few years, is that my imperfect is always going to outproduce my non-existent all the time. So here comes my imperfect podcast, but just knowing that my imperfect will outproduce and make an impact way more than my unproduced and not put out podcast. So here we go, folks. I hope that your 2024 is off to a great year. I've had the great privilege of being able to start a four-week class with some amazing women, and we've been really digging down deep into the fact that so much of our life is lived with unconscious thoughts driving the boat, right? Sometimes we think that we're really in control of our life, but a lot of times it's that we've got this whole system of unconscious thoughts that we don't even think about, that we do every day, every day, every day. It's those unconscious things, those things that we think like you don't even think about. But let me just say this, okay? The interesting thing is, like, we look at life and we think, well, life is how is, you know, what's happening to me. And we think it's almost factual. But reality is life is how you see life. Things happening to you are how you see them happening. And I gave this analogy the other day, and I just keep dwelling on it. I keep thinking about it. Let's say you and a friend are walking through a park and you see a German Shepherd running towards you. Now, I would have a negative reaction to that. I would probably freak out a bit on the inside, and I would start to try to figure out how I'm getting out of here. I would be concerned and I would be fearful. Someone else would see that happening, and they would have the biggest smile, the warmest heart, and they would be pumped to see that German Shepherd running towards them. So here's the thing. What happened was, I mean, two people looked at the exact same situation and have different reactions to it, different mental constructs, different emotional reactions to it. And that is like, that's textbook of life. Two people sitting there can experience, can think that they have this, see the exact same thing going on, and they see it completely different because our perceptions are always trying to take us down a path, right? So we talked the other day in the class that I'm doing about how we typically have a thought. There's been a dominant thought in your life. The dominant thought has been one that it might go a little dormant when you're just doing, you know, normal life. When you start to step out of your comfort zone is when those thoughts really kick into gear. And the thoughts kind of all take on the tone of, you're not good enough. Who do you think you are? What will people think? This always happens. Things never go the right way. I don't even want to say the words, guys. I can't even say them. But things never go the right way, right? So here's the truth of it. Those kinds of statements, unworthiness, no one likes you, you're not good enough. All those statements they go deep down into your emotions. They're deep below the surface of your life. Yet here's the reality of it, guys. They're radiating outside of you. Now you might say that's freaky, Amy, but the truth of the matter is that you've heard me say many times that you're a magnet. You're always drawing to you and away from you those things that whatever you are. If you're energetic and positive and excited, you're drawing that to you. It's coming to you. If you're cynical and critical and negative and down, you're drawing that to you. You just keep more. You keep getting more and more. Everything you look for in life, you actually get. So that's where we get back into our perceptions again. That's where we get back into those thought systems that are running our life. The biggest key is if you can get quiet enough to locate the thought. Now, for many of you that are listening to this, you're on the path of self-discovery. Discovery is 3/4 of the battle. If I can become aware of a thought I'm thinking, then I have the ability to say no to the thought and replace the thought with something else. Here's what I know, that when I replace the thought with something else, when I remove the thought, I'm probably going to have 3 or 4 more replacements for it, because another slew of negativity will come. Right? So you got to have the gap filler of positivity. So like, let's say that you have that thought, like, what would be the thought? Let's say you have the thought that things never go the way you want them to go. If that is kind of an underlying theme, I can't tell you how many times I've walked into listing appointments and people will say, well, it's just my luck. It's just my luck that this happens. It's just my luck. Guys, let those words never come out of your mouth again. Your words have so much life and so much power, right? But here's the thing. The Bible says that life and death are in the power of your tongue. Choose life. It tells you which way to choose. Like, don't speak those negative things, because decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. You're going to eat the fruit of your lips. Like, the fruit of your words, you're going to eat them. So make sure it's pleasant, right? When you can intentionally do that. But going back to these thoughts that are running rampant, when you begin to get aware of the fact that you're having the thoughts, then you can begin to replace the thoughts. I'm well able. I'm good enough. People like me. I can do all things. I am confident. Like, replacing all those things, you think, well, that sounds simple. But if you begin to replace that mantra in your life, that if you begin to replace it and create something different from the negative concepts that you have, you'll see your external world start to change. Here's what I believe to my core, and it requires personal responsibility, extreme personal responsibility. I believe that my exterior world, my outer world, resembles and mirrors my interior. Like, my interior world is modeling for me. My external world is modeling what I'm carrying on the inside. Does that mean that negative things happening, that, oh, I created that? No, I'm just saying that when you look at from a wholeness perspective, everything we have in life is an internal job. Because the truth of the matter is when you change the way you look at something, the things you look at change. Wayne Dreyer said that. I'm going to say it again. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And when the things you look at change, guess what you start to do? You start to attract the things that you're looking at differently. So your whole entire external world will start to take on a different life form when the windshield of your perceptions gets cleansed, right? So when you think about these thoughts and these beliefs and these underlying tones in our life being the guide and being the directive over our life, how critical it is of us to take a moment to acknowledge, like, hey, these are themes. When you get quiet, you know those voices. You're like, oh yeah, you're my old friend. You've been living with me for a lot of years. Sometimes those voices just want to give you a pity party. Sometimes those things are just like, oh yeah, poor little old me. Yeah, things just go that way for me. Like, guys, those are such toxic thoughts that literally take you off the train track. You can be on the path of doing great, and those thoughts will come, and guess what they'll bring? Feelings. And guess what the feelings will do? Shut you down, stop you, make you back up, make you backtrack, and take you off your path. The intent is always to just keep you where you're at. I used to have a broker that would say, hey, aimer, stay the samer. He'd go, aimer, stay the samer. He would say that to me every day. Aimer, stay the samer. And he meant it as a positive thing. He meant it as, you know, he liked who I was. He liked what I was doing, right? Don't go down another path. Just keep doing what you're doing. So that was a positive thing. But like, here's the reality of it. You're in this life. You shouldn't be the same person you were last year. Growth should be your path. You personally should be developing in multiple areas every single year, even multiple times throughout the year. When you get committed in your disciplines, you're going to see transformation. You're going to see when you start to think different, everything starts to line up differently for you. What used to throw you off, what used to upset you, what used to make you back away, it's going to be different. I said the other day, I was talking to him, like, one of my things that I say a lot is I'm well able. I tell my team, we are well able. were well able. And I get that from scripture, because it's when they sent out the 12 spies, 10 came back with a negative report, only 2 came back with a good report. And they said, guess what? Yeah, there's giants out there. Yeah, there's issues. But guess what? We are well able. Let's go and possess. And that is something that I speak and release into my life all of the time. Well able. Release it into your life. Release it into your circumstances that are literally buffeting you. Release it into those difficult areas. I am well able. Speak to that mountain. I want to tell you something. Speak to the mountain. Speak to that mountain of resistance in your life. Speak to that difficulty in your life. Speak to it, because guess what? That mountain knows your voice. You really only believe your voice. Someone else can say to you something. They can affirm you. They can do all that they can to affirm and affirm and affirm. But the reality is, you only really, really, truly listen to your own voice. So when you speak to the mountain of resistance, when you speak to the mindset, like, I'm changing my mindset. So your mindset might have been, I'm not worthy. Oh, yes, I am. I'm really worthy. And I'm well able. I'm sought after. I'm highly blessed. I'm highly favored. My steps are ordered. I know which path I'm taking. When you begin to speak with such a confidence, guys, it'll literally shift your external world. You have a choice to make every day when you wake up. The choice is to let your emotions run wild with the day. Have you ever noticed you never wake up laughing? This is what I found out, guys. I thought this was amazing. You know why you don't ever wake up laughing? Because you don't have enough oxygen in your body to wake up laughing. It requires a lot of oxygen. You don't have it. But guess what? A lack of oxygen, you can wake up feeling down, discouraged, depressed, hopeless. All the negative emotions don't require a lot of oxygen. So interesting. The positive, like, guys, there's so much to just getting up and taking some deep breaths and breathing. I'm a tactical, practical person. Like, give me the things that move the needle. Tell me what to do, right? So, like, even just taking deep breaths and breathing deep and moving your body in the morning will move you out of a negative state, because you have the choice to make. Every day you get to decide, am I going to win this day, or am I going to let the day win the day rule over me? I'm going to win it. I choose every day. I am going to win this day. And sometimes that means I just have to win the next minute. I have to win the next hour. I just have to win the next appointment. And guess what? When you create that winning and you keep getting what you're looking for, it ultimately creates not only a winning day, but a winning week and a winning month and a winning year. And it all starts to be exactly what you're looking for. When you start to have your expectation out there that you're going to win, that you're going to accomplish, that people are going to go out of their way to help you, because that's who you are. You help people and they help you. I say that all the time. People go out of their way to help me and to be good to me. But here's the truth of the matter. I go out of my way when I have the power to do good for somebody. I always try to do good for somebody, right? I'm always going to be that person that tries to do good for somebody. When you live your life like that, good things just continue to unfold. But I want to go back to the kryptonite of our thoughts. And I want to go back to the feelings that those thoughts bring on, the incapabilities those things bring on, the impossibilities those things bring on. I want to go to that. Go to where those things are at. And I want you just to start to speak that I release those negative emotions out of my body. I release those thoughts and the impact of those thoughts. And even where physiologically, and even in my physical, and even in my emotional state, those thoughts have really ruled and reigned over my life. They've kept me captive. They've kept me in a place of bondage. They've kept me from ever stepping out and exploring. They've kept me from having a different life. When you start to see those thoughts and you have a recognition of the thoughts that are leading your life, you can begin to change it, because you're the captain of your ship. You get to decide. Literally, you have so much creative power. You've been given so much. And here's what I know. God placed you on this earth with your unique giftings and talents and abilities, your unique personality. Guys, the thing of it is, he's created you on this earth to be so unique, to be so gifted, and to fulfill a special purpose. A purpose that really only you can fulfill. And if you don't fulfill that purpose, the world will just miss out on it. So I challenge you, in the face of every negative statement that comes to your mind that probably affects your emotions, to start to speak those kind of things to it. Man, I'm created on this earth for a purpose. I'm uniquely gifted, uniquely designed. There's no one on this earth like me. Guys, people all the time want to be like everybody else. They always want to be like, oh, follow the crowd, do what the masses are doing. That's never been me. Your uniqueness is what is the separator. Your uniqueness puts you in demand. It's your uniqueness, not the commonalities, but it's the unique way you think, the unique way you perceive things, the unique way you talk, the uniqueness in your voice, whatever it is, it's your uniqueness that really creates your opportunities. People aren't looking for the average. They're not looking for just everyone blending in the crowd. It's when you stand out is when you're unique from everybody. You know, the last night I was laying in bed with my son Foster and we were talking and I said, Foster, you're literally outstanding. You're a standout, buddy. You're outstanding. You're exemplary in so many ways. And he goes, I kind of know what that means, but what does it mean? Like, I'm just like everybody else in my class. And my reading group and my ELP and all that. I go, Foster, you're not like anyone else on this planet. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, you are uniquely gifted. You're uniquely planted on this earth for such a time as this. You see things like no one else sees it. You have a voice that no one else has. You have a fingerprint that nobody else has. You have great value on this earth. That's the kind of stuff that I'm pouring into my kids because from a young age, I want them programmed. I want to program them internally to recognize that they have a purpose and a gift and a talent, and they're not to blend in with the crowd and they're not to be average. They're leaders, not followers. They're setting the pace. They're doing amazing things. They're being impactful on other human beings' lives. I'm constantly programming my kids like that because I understand the power of thought. I understand the unconscious power of thought as well. And so I'm telling you, the unexamined life is a very frustrated life. The unexamined life is Groundhog's Day. I refuse Groundhog's Day, guys. Yesterday, I jumped on top of a tabletop that I have in my office. Call me crazy. I jumped up and I said, not having a Groundhog's Day. I'm not. I am going to do the activities. I'm going to do things differently that create different outcomes, that create different trajectories, that my outcome is not the same. I refuse Groundhog's Day. And you have to get adamant like that. Groundhog's Day, no thank you. A repeat of 23, no thank you. A repeat of the last 5 years of my life, just over and over and over, maybe different characters playing out in it, maybe different people, maybe a different song, maybe the speed of the dance is a bit different, but the same common themes. No thank you. And I challenge my team, like, no thank you. I am not going to have a Groundhog's year. My year is going to be filled with victory. My year is going to be filled with purpose. My year is going to be filled with impact because I say so, and I'm taking action steps every day to move the needle in my life. And my question is this, if you don't want Groundhog's Day, what action steps are you taking daily? And your action step, for the most part, most of it is an internal job. Your action step might be saying, hey, I'm telling that thought to move over, go to hell, go to the back of the bus. I am leading this charge. Your internal, your thoughts, you taking control and discipline your thoughts, which lead to your beliefs and to your imaginations. When you get control of that and you can really start to discipline it, man, the world opens up before you. It's your oyster, right? You start to go, wow, I can't believe these opportunities came to me. And I'm getting another one, and now I'm getting another opportunity. I can't believe it. And then you start to get an expectation of, yeah, opportunities come to me. This happens for me. This comes to me. So much is tied with our unconscious beliefs, our unconscious thoughts, which become beliefs that drop into our emotions and literally control the narrative of our life. But our conscious thinking, when we can get control of it, when we can understand it, when we can recognize it, it gives us the power and the ability to replace it with the thoughts that we want that work for us, not against us, to create a brand new, fresh life. Your marriage can feel fresh. Your family life can feel fresh. Your relationships can feel fresh. Your career can feel fresh. Guys, your whole entire perception can change with the way you change your thoughts. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That's what I got for you, folks. I hope you've really take this to heart, really get keyed in, locked in to the power of your thoughts, to what you're thinking, and be really diligent with yourself to replace thoughts, replace them, right? Replace them with things and thoughts that work for you and not against you. Man, your thoughts are a weapon in your hand, either for you or against you. I have a good friend. His name is James Spooner, and he always says to me, Amy, thoughts are things, and they're always working for you or against you, but they are always working. So manage them, direct them, control them, and then see victory, see new opportunity, see new discovery, see new life form in your world. I promise you, you'll be amazed. Guys, if you like this podcast, please give it a like, give it a share, share it out with somebody. I so appreciate you guys. Your faithfulness to listen to my podcast means so, so much to me. I love it when you reach out to me and tell me your insights, your takeaways. And as always, I just want you to know, you truly are more. You are more. Be blessed.